Good to have you with us in the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN. Game one of the playoffs tonight, 6 o'clock pregame, 7 o'clock faceoff, Blues and Jets as the Stanley Cup playoffs get underway. The voice of the Blues, Chris Kerber, with us next on 101 ESPN. Blues and Jets, game one of the best of seven Stanley Cup first round tonight here on 101 ESPN. 6 o'clock with the pregame, 7 o'clock with the faceoff, Chris Kerber and Joey Vitale. And Chris Kerber, the voice of the Blues, is with us now with BT, Ronj, and Randy on 101 ESPN. Kerbs, how you doing?
Oh, I'm good. I'm just on my drive down to Enterprise Center, you know, just getting ready to welcome in the crowd, maybe host a couple pep rallies, and then, you know, hopefully cheer the Blues on to a victory. Oh, no, wait, game one. I'm in Winnipeg, guys.
And yeah, I'm you're in Winnipeg right
in Winnipeg. Yeah.
It snowed, I heard.
Well, that was funnier than I expected it to be.
Close Kurt, enough. If they could just get one, I mean, please, God, let them get one, you know, up there in Winnipeg.
You know what? If they could just get one, it'd be a good start. I think everybody in these playoffs, you just want to hope for a split when you're on the road. But these two teams haven't played each other since before Christmas. Their season series was done. So the Winnipeg Jets haven't seen the Blues playing their best hockey, and the Blues haven't played the Jets while playing their best hockey. So I'm not sure that we can really look at those first four games of the regular season and rely on them at all when you try to figure out tonight's matchup.
Well, here's what I'm nervous about. Going into Winnipeg, and I know they've played well on the road, but, I mean, there's no chance they take both of these, is there?
Well, I mean, look, it's sports. I wouldn't say that there's not a chance that they couldn't take both. But like Brad just asked, if you're able to get one, you consider yourself great coming home and get home ice again. Don't forget that these two teams, despite as well as the Blues played just to get in, they had 99 points. Well, the Winnipeg Jets had 99 points. The Winnipeg Jets just did it with a much more consistent level of play over the full 82 games of the regular season. So the only reason the Blues are going to Winnipeg versus being home is Winnipeg won the tiebreaker. And these two teams also finished just 1 point out of first place in the Central Division they're on. So, again, you're talking two extremely good hockey teams.
Well, the other thing I'm worried about is a young goaltender that's not been tested in the playoffs. I mean, what do you expect from this guy?
No worries whatsoever on that front. He has given us no reason to be worried. He's battled. He's fought. He has shown he's got some moxie. He's shown he can stand in there. And look, here's the one thing you can't expect. I would fully expect, considering the longtime experience of Coach Paul Maurice, I would expect them to crash the net and crash it early. I would think one part of Winnipeg's game plan is to do whatever they can do to get Jordan Binnington off his game. So far, in a half a regular season, we haven't been able to see anybody do it. But Winnipeg's one of those teams that likes to create some havoc in front of the net. They're great out of the corners. They'll chuck the puck to the front of the net and look, try to just win some puck battles. And so the goaltender's got to be pretty tough in there, and I think the Blues have a good one.
Kerbs, every time a team goes on a good playoff run, they need somebody to step up that was unexpected. Anybody that had a down season for the Blues that you could see has the ability to be kind of a playoff surprise offensively?
Well, guys, we've talked about this all season long, and the guy we've been waiting on is Jaden Schwartz. I mean, it just comes down to he's had plenty of chances, just hadn't had the puck go in. And I'm going to tell you right now, if the puck starts to go in for this guy in the playoffs, the Blues become even that much harder to play against. So I don't know that it's fair to call him a sleeper pick, but he, to me, in terms of offensive production, would be my dark night on this one, because if it starts to go in for him, look out. There's matchups that other teams just are not going to be able to handle because of the depth of the Blues.
Kerbs, heading into game one, certainly it's not just us you're talking to. You're talking a whole lot of media, and I bet Winnipeg is there, and even the broadcasters help each other out kind of about their teams. What is the question that you are getting asked the most? I mean, what are people wanting to know about this Blues team?
Well, they want to know, frankly, is, okay, the Blues have once again proven to be a good regular season team. They want to know if the Blues can do it. I mean, we've looked at a lot of years where the Blues have had some good teams and just haven't gone deep. Now, remember, a season ago, the Blues missed the playoffs by 1 point. So they had a good run of six straight years and then missed the playoffs by 1 point. So they've got some playoff experience. I just think the biggest question mark is, can they handle Can they handle the ups and downs as a team? And then, frankly, you know, one great aspect about what the Blues have going into this postseason, fellas, is for the most part a pretty inexperienced coaching staff. I mean, they're going to be relying a lot, I think, on Larry Robinson to help guide them through. But again, this is a team that's just oozing confidence from top to bottom. And if they play with the toughness of their head coach, at least from a mental attitude standpoint, man, other teams are going to see something that becomes very hard to beat mentally.
Well, that's the question I was going to ask you is, what does this coach, what is Craig Berube going into a playoff? What does he bring to them? What does he do for them that maybe they haven't had in a while?
So we talked to him just before we got together at one of the off days before the team headed up here to Winnipeg. And I think the aspect that he talked about, I said, what do you know about your team that maybe, you know, from a head coaching standpoint, because don't forget, he was the assistant last year, right? But from a head coaching standpoint, you didn't know, or your philosophy on the team. And he said, look, this is a hardworking, good, deep team. He goes, the biggest message he has for the team is continue just to play for the guy next to you. He doesn't care about individual accolades. He doesn't care if you're a superstar or a fourth liner. But he wants you playing hard for the team. And guys like Oscar Sundquist will tell you that they appreciate the fact, and they know that in the role that they're playing, they're going to get yelled at. But they appreciate the fact that maybe some of the top players on the team get yelled at for making the same mistake too. And that has sat really well with this team. And I'm going to tell you something. That kind of accountability that Craig Berube has instilled is the kind of accountability that has you looking across the locker room without even having to talk to your teammate and know that you're in it with them. And that's the kind of accountability that can lead you to a championship.
Hey, Curbs, as excited as I am about the playoffs, and you know how much I love the Stanley Cup playoffs, but we're talking about the Blues, we're talking about the first round. Should anybody be excited except for Tampa Bay fans? They had the third best record in the history of the league during the regular season. Tampa Bay's going to roll through these playoffs, aren't they?
Yeah, that's what everybody thinks. But you know what? They've rolled so easily, Randy, over people that, you know, I wonder how they're going to handle some adversity if and when it hits. And look, they're playing a team and a head coach and a team that they're playing in Columbus that one used to be in Tampa, that knows how to motivate a team, that knows how to win a Stanley Cup. So should they? Well, the regular season record points out that they should. But, man, they rolled so easily. Let's see what happens if they end up with a little early series adversity, if they can handle it.
How's first-year analyst Joey Vitale? Is he nervous?
Yeah, you know what? He's nervous. He all he does right now, like I've never met anybody like this before, he bakes bread when he gets nervous. And stuff. So there were 850 loaves of sourdough bread on the flight for the boys to eat on the way up here to Winnipeg. You know, and then I guess we're just going to take him to the food pantries here in Winnipeg too, unless he's going to put some Ran Wrap and keep it nice and soft for us on the flight home.
You know what you ought to do to ease his mind as a first year broadcaster? Maybe the two of you should occasionally talk about things that have absolutely nothing to do with hockey.
Well, you know, we try that, but what I have found is, listen, this young man, apparently, I'm not so sure that he did well in math class, and I really don't know what kind of history book they were teaching him with, because I'm still confused on how in the world Paul Revere cut down an apple tree, and I don't even know what part of American history that was in. But he seems to be very in tune with why men have nipples and other, you know, biological facts, so I think that if Joe had not gone the hockey route, we probably would have seen some kind of medical future in line for him.
Why do men have nipples?
So apparently this all comes down to, before the chromosome split, and science determines whether you're going to be a boy or a girl, when we're all zygotes, everybody has the same parts. And so it splits after those have developed. At least I haven't looked that up, by the way. I'm going with what he said. And frankly, I'm just going to trust him because I'm not sure I really want to know more.
No, that's okay, fair. That is fair. Yeah. I just hope that tonight's game doesn't have to get into nipple talk. Not that it's not interesting and learn something every time. That just means things might have gotten out of hand. Curbs, I want you to instill some confidence, all right? You know that there are plenty of Blues fans that live and die with this team, but I feel like here we go again, right? I mean, it's been over 50 years. They're still waiting for that cup. Instill a little confidence. Like, get them ready for this game in Winnipeg.
Well, look, why not this year? And I'm going to tell you something. This has been different than just about any other year. We've seen Blues teams start off well and then struggle, but we've never seen, as a matter of fact, you know, it's never happened in the four major pro sports here in North America where a team has been in last place on January 1st in their league and won a championship. So it seems so outrageous that it's never happened before that, well, why not let it be the Blues this year? Do it with a guy who still has an interim tag as head coach. Do it, you know, on a year where you missed the playoffs the year before. You know, do it when you bring up a rookie goaltender that's gone on a run. Do it in a year where you set an 11-game win streak. And do it in a year when you absolutely fleeced the Buffalo Sabres for a guy that I think should win a Selke trophy and has the ability to be a Conn Smythe winner. It seems to me like everything is in line for it, so why not this year?
That'd be great. Curbs, we know it's going to be a tight game, and we know as relentless as the Blues have been, if they're down after a couple of periods, don't give up on them. All the action tonight here on 101 ESPN, it should be great, and it'll be a great playoff run.
Yeah, and just on a side note, guys, this whole interview has really made me miss what we really are missing right now, so I think I might just go pour myself some Jack Daniels.
Hey, it's Friday afternoon. It's happy hour, big
boy. I'm actually dead serious, man. That was awesome, yep. But this sucks.
It really does. We should be playing right now, no doubt. Curbs.
It is, but it's kind of – when we were doing the pregame shows for this, guys, and as you mentioned, the whole hour pregame shows is all fresh and new. It's kind of wild. It's like a postgame pregame show, like to go back and answer those same kind of questions now with the knowledge of what happens. I mean, it just kind of makes you feel like Biff Tannen from Back to the Future a little bit with his almanac, you know. It's pretty cool.
It's going to be great. Can't wait for the broadcast tonight at 6, play-by-play at 7, and today is the anniversary of Game 1 from last year. Curbs, you and your family have a great weekend, a great Easter, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, you guys do the same. Stay safe. Great job, fellas. We'll talk to you during the week.
Thank you, sir. That's the voice of the Blues, Chris Kerber, here on 101 ESPN. Coming up, going to spin the wheel, and... Meat's got to take a look at the Twitter machine and tell us what's trending next on 101 ESPN.